Blog Talk Radio.
Spinning this awesome llama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surf, board, and high tide. I can just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday can't get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stop, only in the color Cobra. I said, rackets, wretched, hold up.
I said, rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know it came at a day. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do.
And they already know me. It's going down further than FEMA's. Girl, get wetter than Katrina. You're my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. Stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up. Tundra.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
Technical difficulties over here. That's what I blame him on every time, though. That's, you know, that's just what I say. But we got a cool show tonight. Getting a little late start. I had some things I had to take care of, but we got some of my buddies coming on tonight. Some of the kids who were racing over the weekend at the Blue Max, and some of the kids that are going to the KPX this weekend. Hope y'all are going to Fresno to the KPX. I had a little misprint last week and said Reno instead of Fresno, and oh, man, I heard it from everybody about that one, Jamie. But hang out, be cool. That's what we're doing. We got my boy Eddie in the house, so hang out and be cool. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell. This is Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
get low when the whistle go.
Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
I said you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? A big black boot, a long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Gonna be my girl. It's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine.
I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine.
4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Said, are you gonna be my girl?
You hung with me.
afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight. Before I'm told, but a part of me knows that I'm growing too old. Confused what I thought was something I felt. Confused what I feel was something that's real. I tried to sell my soul last night. Funny, you wouldn't even take a bite.
Tonight we've got Eddie Shimon, we've got Aiden Kemp, we've got Matt Fecka, we might even have Matthew Winfrey, and we got a special guest tonight too, who's going to be racing this weekend that usually doesn't get to race. It's going to be exciting. So hang out, a few more songs, we're going to be right up. Sorry for getting such a late start, but we'll be hanging out. So tell a friend, tell everybody, tell six friends. Hump Day with Terrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm feeling you on how I feel. KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racers. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in. Big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine's fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every blade with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire eight bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Jesus Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a Pez dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Jesus Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed.
What up, what up? Speaking of rock stars, I mean, these guys, I don't know, maybe they do play instruments, I don't know, but their instruments are racing go-karts. That's what they do. That's the kind of rock stars we got on here tonight. We've got Aiden Kemp with us tonight. He's always running up front. I believe you got first, right, this weekend, Aiden?
Yeah.
Right, right. How you doing, buddy? How's it going tonight, man?
Good.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Aiden's always been on the show before. You guys have heard him. We've talked a lot. He does well wherever he goes. He actually gives me pointers all the time. He's my coach. I pretty much say call him coach now because he comes over and gives me pointers. We're going to do some things to the cart. We're going to make it a little better next time, right? All right, all right. And then new on the show, you guys probably know him. You've seen him around the track and stuff. They're there. Eddie Shimon. Did I say that right, Shimon?
Shimon.
Yeah. Shimon. All right, Eddie Shimon's on the house tonight. Eddie, how in the heck are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing so good, man. I'm excited to have you on the show. It's definitely a pleasure to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
So is all the crowd, man. The crowd's excited, too.
Yeah.
But, man, right out of the gate, I got to say, the pork sandwiches were amazing. Those things were
yeah,
awesome.
They're really good.
I'm down with the pork sammies, man. I am.
Yeah.
They are the bomb. But did you, you came in second?
Yeah, I came in second. Yeah. Good race.
That was a good race, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been karting?
I've been karting for 2 years now, yeah.
Okay, okay. And how old are you?
I am 13.
13? So you started in you didn't start in the kid karts then?
No, uh-uh.
No, right, you started in the junior one.
Yeah, junior ones.
Right. But now you guys are both in, you guys are in junior twos, right?
Yep, junior twos.
Junior twos are the big karts, junior ones are the cadets, right, Aiden?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So you guys kind of know each other then. You guys have been around the track a few times, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. What do you, let's see, when did you guys first start racing each other? Do you guys remember? When you first came on?
I don't remember now.
Right. Okay. Last year? Cool. Right. Because I've seen you around, you know, and stuff, but I just didn't really know, and I'm excited to have you on the phone. You're under Leading Edge, Tim,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, I'm under Greg Bell,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg Bell. What a great guy he is, man. He really is. What a nice guy.
Awesome guy, yeah.
He really is. He does good for you, huh?
Amazing things for me, yeah.
Good. Did you hear that, man? Amazing thing. That's Greg Bell, Leading Edge Motorsports. But
amazing.
You guys are both going to KPX, right?
Yeah, going to Fresno this weekend.
Right. Aiden, how'd you do at KPX last year in Fresno?
Not that good.
Not that good? Yeah. I can't hear you. Gotta turn up the volume, brother.
We got DQ'd for some hydrated problems and
I remember now. It was like the same carb or something. There was a big hoopla about it, huh? Because you got it from there. I don't know. It was just a big hoopla, wasn't it? Just a big old mix up, right?
Yeah.
Man, if you guys don't know, Aiden, he always keeps his chin up. That's the thing. You know, he's always got his chin up. And, you know what? Real quick, let me just bring in Phil Hand. We've got Phil Hand in here. I forgot about you, Phil. You were in there all by yourself, man. We got Phil, the back flipping flag man Hand in the house.
Thanks. Say that three more times, real quick.
Phil, the back flipping flag man Hand. Phil, the back flipping flag man Hand. Oh, dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you did good.
That's two.
Phil, the back flipping flag man Hand. Man, I got that down. That's
pretty
good, man. It's better than I thought. Definitely better than I thought.
Yeah. Much better than I thought, too. Good job.
Right, right.
How's it going?
But,
how you doing?
It's going good, man. I'm doing so good. I'm getting excited. This week's going to be a long one for me because I'm so excited to get down to Fresno. I'm not racing, but I'm going to announce that race, and we're going to have some fun with this one. If you're going to be the – you're not racing now. Let's get this out in the open, everybody. I mean, am I okay to say all this, Phil? Or
yeah, it's all good.
Okay, well, see, last week, Phil got a motor because he does so many good things for people out there. A bunch of us got together, and we decided that we're getting Phil a brand-new motor that's all race-prepped, ready to go, and he was going to race in Fresno, but it ends up that the car he was going to race isn't quite ready. The motor's there, but it's like, not here. He'd have to get it, so he's going to skip this one, and he's going to be the assistant race director, which is actually pretty dang cool to have you out there. I really think that's awesome that they got you being the assistant race director, because I appreciate you, you know, I really do. I appreciate you and what you do. I'm flagging and I trust you. And I mean, just like this weekend, you know, had a little altercation and you came over and you nipped it in the butt. You know what I mean? It was nice. It was good to have you there, you know, in that case. And it just proves to me that I love having you there, brother. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I really do.
I appreciate it. And it was very tough for me to make that decision, but I don't want to have to rush things, and I just really want to have everything in line before I go out and drive. I could probably use a few extra race practices before I actually hit a KPX. It might help me out a little bit.
Right.
I went out and drove this weekend. What? What can you do?
Was it good? Did you?
So I went out this weekend and was driving some good time, but I wasn't able to. I just don't want to push the issue right now. So I'm going to go out and help out the KPX crew.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, don't push
good. I'm glad. It's going to be fun. We're
going to
have fun.
Yeah. Yep, we're going to have a blast.
Always.
Right. We're going to have some fun, man. I love watching the kids. I mean, it scares me. When all you guys, Aiden, Eddie, when you guys start out and there's, especially like, I mean, I went to the that national race or the race in Sonoma, a big race, right? And that was scary there. That one scared me. I have to close my eyes when you guys start the race. I really do, because I know all you guys and you guys are all my buddies, and it's like, man, I get nervous. You know what I mean? I get nervous. But we're going to be calling it, so it'll be fun. Hopefully I can say your guys' name a bunch. You know, I will anyways. And if you were in the very back and something happened, I'd still say your guys' names and be getting you in the mix, right?
Yeah,
but
that's awesome.
Anyways, did you do any KPX last year, Eddie?
Last year, no. It's my first KPX series here.
Okay,
nice.
Cool.
Yeah,
that was Prairie City then. How'd you do?
Yeah, I Prairie City, I got 7th. I qualified 25th, moved my way up to 7th.
Right on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
26, that's a lot of guys to pass. It's hard to pass in that KPX, too.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
But,
yeah, four strokes. All
it is. It is. Right,
you
right.
Probably don't
so
have
back
a lot
to Aiden.
Do you have
I,
a lot of time on that track? Eddie,
say again?
Do you have a lot of time on that track?
Prairie City, no, not that much time, no. Like 3 races on that track.
Nice. That's pretty
and
good.
And then practice.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's great. That's a tough track for people. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's
how'd you do in that
track.
First KPX this year, Aiden?
Not that good.
How'd you do in that first race?
We got like 14th, I think, because we got involved in a turn one incident.
Right, right. Man, that stinks. I hate those. I hate those turn one incidents, especially with my fast guys. Because you run up front.
Yeah.
And he's had some issues, man. He's had some crummy luck, man. Like, I remember the first race last year, he had a borrowed motor. I don't want to say any names, Chris Rossi, but he had a spark plug that was, like, not a Briggs & Stratton spark plug, and he had to start from the back of the pack. But, and that's when I first met you. That's when I first knew about you, Aiden. I didn't know you before that. And I watched you. I mean, even I got to watch the video, too, and you went through the whole field and did not touch a soul, did not touch one cart, and you went right to the front and won that race. I was so impressed that time. I was blown away. I said, this kid is something special. I mean, wow. And now I get him coaching me. See, how lucky am I? That's what I was going to say, Phil. I'll lend you my coach. I can talk to him. He charges. He's expensive, but he's a good one. He's a good coach. He could help you out, all right? I don't know if you know him. His name's Aiden Kemp.
No, I know.
He's a tuner, a coach. He's my mentor is what he is. He's going to help me out. I love it.
Well, good luck, Aiden. You're going to need to work hard.
Jeez, thanks a lot, Phil. But all right. Well, I'm really looking forward to it this weekend. I really am. Are you guys going up Friday? Are you going Saturday morning? What's you guys' plan?
I'm going up Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Saturday morning, since it's only an hour drive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys are close. Huh? That's your home track over there, isn't it?
Yeah, close. Yeah,
man.
Track.
Oh
man, dude, you got an advantage there, and that sucks. No, I hope we don't have no carburetor issues. Let's not have no issues this year, all right? And let's just have a good, clean race, and you're gonna win this one. I'm just throwing it out there, everybody. Okay, Aiden's going right to the front. So
awesome.
I don't know. We'll see who's gonna be number two, but I think Aiden's gonna win this one. That's what I'm calling right now.
All right.
We're just gonna throw it out there, man. Eddie, you want second? Let's just put you in second,
right
there.
Yeah, I'll take second. I'll push him all the way to the front.
Oh man, you might have to try to pass him if you can. I want you to try to pass him if you can. All right,
of
all right.
Of course.
He's tough to pass. No passing needed. Do you guys race a lot together? You guys push each other around. You guys are back and forth.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. What's that, Aiden?
What?
Oh, I thought you said something. It makes it nice, huh, when you race these series and you kind of know who you're driving with?
Yeah, it makes it nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
Like, yeah, you trust them and,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it makes it way better, you know? That's how it is in the Masters, too, you know? You start racing with these guys and I don't run up in the front of the Masters. I run in, like, you know, the middle of the pack, usually in the KPX, and I race with the same guys, though, you know what I mean? So I get to know those guys and they're what they do, and they're predictable, and it really makes it nice. It really does. Because at Masters, they get a little crazy out there sometimes. Man, the old guys get crazy, too. You know what I mean? It's like, wow. But
I'm going to put you in the middle of the front because you put on a good show this weekend, Harrell. You got to get a little bit of credit yourself this weekend. Absolutely.
I don't know.
You stuck in there. You had some brake issues that you had to fight through, and in the main event, you were running them down up front. You're running third and fourth down, I believe. You were fifth place?
Sixth. Fourth and fifth.
Sixth? Okay.
Yeah.
You were right there.
I had a couple more laps. I did, and I tried to get him at the line even. I tried to come out and get Shaw at the line, but I just didn't have it.
Yep.
You know, I needed a couple more laps.
Everybody was hopping at the line right there. That was awesome. You did a good job. Well,
I don't know how I got so far back in the first place.
What did you qualify?
Sixth.
Sixth? Well, that's not that bad.
I qualified really bad, really off my pace. I mean, I was way off my times. I was a 42, I think. I qualified with a 42,
same.
And it's like, man, that's not me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 40,
low
41s.
The Masters were, when they got the green flag, they were pretty bunched up. And so when everyone was going into turn one, it was, I think, some people shifted back a lot and shifted forward some. In that race, because it was real clean at the start, and even though everyone went through it, actually, so it was.
Right.
I think it was
terrible start.
It was real close.
Places on the outside. So
I was mad at you, Phil, for throwing the flag because everyone was like, "They're on the gas way too soon." The kids do way better than the Masters on the starts. They really do.
Yeah.
They really do. Because they start flaring in, it's like, oh man! And I was off the gas both times, when you threw the flag and I like let off and everyone else was going. I had two crummy starts. It was terrible.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
You should have floored it before
everybody else leaves you. It's like, oh.
And it does, too. And you get a couple guys in front of you that are a little maybe, you know, not quite up to pace. And let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about, like, blocking people. What's the rule on that? You know, what's considered, like, blocking? Or, you know what I mean, when you're looking over your shoulder every time, is that blocking, you know what I mean? When you're looking to see where they go and turning? Or what's kind of the rule of thumb on that?
You can move once. You can't move more than once. And if you look back and then turn, it's a blocking. It's technically blocking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You can zig, don't zag.
Exactly.
Okay. Because I was getting zigzagged and zagged and zogged and zigged and looked and turned. I've never been so zigzagged in my life. It was terrible.
But
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But I had a good time. It was
all about having a good time.
Yeah, yep. that same zigzagger I got ahead of me in the main in the turn one, got a good start, and I didn't. And I just made sure that in turn two I was not doing that again. I was good.
Yeah.
We were both wrecking if I didn't get in there this time.
Yeah.
But I was a good fun race for me. I don't know, Phil. I got back there pretty long ways, and I did. I reeled them in from a long ways back, you know, and those guys were running pretty good in the beginning. I ran the fourth fastest time in the main.
Really?
So, I mean, I stepped
good.
It up. I mean, I struggled, man. I struggled all day. I didn't qualify good. I didn't have a good heat race. It seems like it's been happening to me a lot. You know, I don't qualify good. I don't get a good heat race and I have to, you know, work my way back the whole race. I'm playing catch up the whole race, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you were chasing some problems before that. So, I mean, you did really well for what you had to go through prior to that race, you know? I mean, you're
I didn't even get to practice.
That doesn't ever make you feel very comfortable when you have to worry about that, you know. And you still
for
did good,
sure.
So I would totally be stoked with how you ended up
right,
this
good.
Weekend.
Good.
That's a lot to overcome to, you know, brake failure or whatever, you know, because you had some issues and it made me a little nervous. And I'm glad we got it fixed.
I'll tell you, it's nothing like having to just crank the wheel. And just go, just slow down. You know what I mean?
It's
you know what?
It's never cool.
You know what? My bad. Here, let me bring this. Is this Fecko?
Yeah, it's Matt Manley.
What's up, you guys? Man, you know what? I'm so sorry. I got flapping my lips, and we just started talking about brakes, and that's what reminded me that we got the Feckos on here. We got Matt Fecko, right?
Woo!
Right.
What's
Hello,
up,
people.
Brother? How you doing, homie?
How's the bug bites?
Oh, they're terrible.
Terrible.
They're so bad.
Some bad bugs out there.
Oh, bro, I am just eating up, and I got these things are pussing on me, and it's itchy and scratchy, and it's ugly.
I had my long socks on, and they got through my socks.
Dude, they're not cool. No CMs are not cool. They are not cool. Let's talk about those a minute. I hate them. I won't race there again like that. This is the second year in a row I got eaten alive. I hate it.
I had to keep my suit on the entire time so they wouldn't bite me.
Man, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
between my helmet and my neck first.
How about you? Matt, did you get eaten up?
No, I only got maybe... two bites around my sock.
See, two bites. See, that's what Beth said, too. She didn't get any. She was in a tank top, and she didn't get any bites.
Oh,
what is up with that?
Right.
I think I'm allergic to them. I got like 50.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. 50. And they're all like swollen.
They were hanging around your trailer. We were working on your brakes, and it was bad over there.
I'm telling you, dude. They like me. I don't know what it is, but they love me, and I'm itching them right now, and I just got to stop. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
But,
I'm starting to itch.
What, bud?
Let Owen come to your easy up. he says that he swears he repels them.
Well, we need Owen to come over and hang out with us more over at my tent because, oh boy, I'm telling you, I got eaten. I'm not even kidding, 50 bites on my arms, on my back, on my everywhere. But right out of the gate, Andy, I want to thank you for coming over to my bug-infested no-see-em tent and helping me out with some brake issues, man. That was awesome. It really was. It was.
Yeah, we had a good time. You were looking pretty frustrated, man. You had your shirt off. It was looking bad over there. We just couldn't help ourselves. We had to come help.
I'm so glad you did, because I was. I've tried just about everything I could, you know what I mean, to get those brakes working. I just could not get them working, man. It was frustrating. I mean, I worked on them hours and hours and hours, you know, before I even got to the track.
Yeah.
I got my brakes Wednesday, and I started working on them Wednesday night and then Thursday night and then Friday. I mean, I worked on them. I couldn't get them going.
Right.
But we finally
did,
and in the main, I did decent. You know, I finally got the race, you know. And like you said, Phil, it's tough. When you lose your brakes, coming into a corner where people say you don't need brakes, and it's like, well, I need brakes. You know, I need some brakes. And when you just got to arc that turn, and you're just like, it's scary. Because
yeah,
you're not
turn
stopping.
Seven, you need brakes.
Right?
You can't need brakes.
Right? Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a little hairy. But, hey, Matt, are you looking forward to this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Last
time in Fresno, like, the track's fun, but it wasn't so good for me. I got the flu, and I had a fever of 101, like, just before the heat.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you're kidding me. Well,
no.
You know what you didn't get this time? You didn't get very far back in the pack, dude. You were running up front. You had an amazing race this weekend. You were on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all good for you. I mean, your car was working. You were working. You were fast all day. You were fast in practice. I mean, you did really good, dude. And this is your first year in this Junior Ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Half the race, I was thinking about poor Cole Gamma. He spun right in front of me, and I slammed into his side pod. I had no room to brake.
You hear that, everybody? We're talking about racing. He says, man, the whole race, I kept thinking about Cole Gamma and smashing into him. I mean, that's a good kid right there, right? I mean, I'm not thinking about the race. I'm thinking about poor Cole Gamma because I smacked into him. It was an accident, but that's okay. But you were battling, dude. You were battling, and you made some good passes there, huh?
Yeah. I think the best passing spot on that entire track is probably going into 8.
Down in the horseshoe there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Horseshoe.
Yep. That is a good one. That is a good one. And you just got to throw it in there, man. And it's... How did you end
third,
up?
Third, right, Matt?
Third.
Third. On the podium, third. And, where did you start? Let's talk about the beginning of the day, where you started out. You know, where were you? Where did you qualify?
I got bad qualifying, so I ended up in 5th for the heat. Then Trent and I had a smack talk battle. Like, we didn't mean it. It was just fun and games.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I love this.
We ended up talking about how embarrassing the other person must have been to a Tony Kart must have been to have that person driving the go kart on their team.
Yep.
Right. Trenton, he had a little bad luck, huh? He drove that whole main event with the flat tire.
Yeah.
Right?
I think what happened was he might have hit me, and that loosened his bead lock.
Oh, that's what it was. You're right.
Because
right.
I remember something coming in from the side. I was too caught up with hitting Gamma, though.
So what, a Cole spin in front of you? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think so. He didn't spin. It was just more slide and stay there.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. And that's what Trent's dad said. The plastic went in and just spun off those beadlocks. That's what happened. I was like, wow,
really?
I've never heard of that. Yeah. Yeah. So
wow.
That was a bummer because that's who you race with. But all I know is you got a third, dude, and it was very well-deserved third because you worked hard all weekend. You kept your head down, and you just kept fast the whole time. You didn't slouch. You didn't relax. You kept your head down, and you kept going. And that's what you get when you work hard like that, you know? You work hard, and you're going to get good results.
Yep, good job.
Cole managed to pull back on the track and run the fastest time of the race.
Right? That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
But, and you were, weren't you battling with him at the end? Didn't he come back up and you were
no,
battling
he,
with
he
him?
Was,
with
Chase.
Oh, Chase.
Chase Ham. That was
Chase okay,
Ham
that's who it was.
That five-lap
yeah.
battle there at the end.
Yeah, but at the past two laps, I managed to get away.
Yep.
You did, huh? You put your head down and you did it, you know? And that's mm-hmm. big because Chase doesn't race a lot of races, but he's a very crafty racer, you know what I mean? He's got a dad that maybe knows a little something about racing, you know what I'm saying? So he might have a little edge. When you've got a dad that knows a little something about racing, when he's on his way to Le Mans to go defend the title, you know what I mean? That's a pretty lucky guy to have for a coach. That's a good dude to have for a coach, so.
Yeah.
But you got the best coach ever, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a different deal in Fresno, man. That's a tough track to get going on, man. It's low traction. Last year you show up, it's a parking lot, it's all dusty. It's just it's hard to get rolling on that place.
I like it
I
there.
I remember.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, I did. I did really well there.
I remember during the last two laps of the race, it kind of seemed like I was catching Steven Iser. Also, by the way, Steve, if you're listening, I'm going to get you.
He's throwing it out there. Matt just threw it out there. I think that was a challenge. He said he's coming for you, Iser. Oh, man. And if I know Steven, he's saying bring it. Bring it. You know? Yeah, because you got to go through ICERT. You got to go through Maze. He was on one. Maze was on fire this weekend. You know, both the Maze boys. Yeah, and Branson, too. Branson was having an awesome race. He was crushing it. He went from fifth to second, and he broke a chain.
Yeah, I was right behind him when he broke the chain.
He was running good.
Yeah, we're going around the corner, and he slowed down. I was about to hit him. He just stopped in the middle of the pack. I'm like, oh, and barely missed him.
What a bummer. He was bummed. He's had some tough luck, too. You know, he's had a little tough luck, just getting taken out and stuff. Kind of like Aiden, you know, had some tough luck, but his was a little different, you know, with some DQ stuff
Everybody gets tough luck. It's just how you handle it, and you learn from it and move on, you know? Everybody gets tough luck in race.
I learned a lot from Aiden Kempf just because he straight up said, you know, I'm just here to have fun, man. I'm going to have some fun. It doesn't matter where I finish. I'm just here to have some fun. If I can race with my buddies, it's like, man, that is the best attitude, you know? And most of these kids have that attitude, you know? And you're a great example, Aiden, of how we're supposed to act, you know what I mean? How we're supposed to be towards other people. You're just a really good example for these other younger kids that are coming up that look up to you guys, you know? Because Eddie, Aiden, these junior ones like Matt, you know, they're looking up to the junior twos, you know? That's their next class. They're looking up to you guys and going, man, I'm going to have to race these guys, you know? Just like Matt was looking at the junior ones going, man, I'm going to have to race these guys coming out of the kit carts, you know? And his dad's probably going, oh, my God, he's going to have to race this. What do you mean? You know what I mean? Because it's a big step from the kid carts to the junior ones. I mean, it's a big step. And And you stepped right into it, Matt. Great job. High five, bump chest, because you stepped right into it and you grabbed it by the horns, and you're doing great, man. You just keep your head down, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing good.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
We were in Junior One Novice last year, but Matt's got to go up because he turns 12 in December, so he's got to go up to Junior Two next year. So he'll be right there with you guys next year.
Oh man, he's already in Junior Twos.
He's got to go to Junior Two because his age next year.
Man, can we do? But he's just like a little guy. Can we like keep another year down here? I'm getting nervous now. All of a sudden, I just got nervous.
Now we're going to pump him up, man. We're going to put him on the nutrition program. We're going to get him on some special stuff. He's going to be growing fast.
Oh, some special stuff, huh?
Yep. We'll get him on the protein shake, the Harrell diet, man. We're going to put him on the Harrell diet.
No, don't do that.
Dude,
don't do
Big
that.
Big Macs and Taco Bell.
Dude, I saw that body. You're a specimen out there, man.
Right? He's a man, dude. I am. A specimen. I don't know a specimen of what, but... Oh, man. Well, man,
cool.
I can't tell you how much. I think it was some good racing this weekend. I think it was a little preview of some stuff to come for the KPX. You know, I look forward, Aiden, to you, man, just not having any issues. You know what I mean? Let's get you just a, you know, race where you can go race and have fun. And I really want to see you both do good, you know what I mean? And I'd sure love to have you guys back on the show after the weekend to talk about the KPX. You guys want to do that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All three of you guys, even Phil, because he's going to be the race director. So, and I always love having Phil on the show. So, and you too, Andy. You too, Andy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys all know it either, but Andy's coming after you Masters too. Okay, I'm going to throw this one out there too. He's got a cart, and he went out in my cart and was ripping off some good times, and he went and got his own cart, and he's coming in hot. Okay, so look out, Masters. We're bringing in Andy, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'll tell you that. So,
just what I needed on a race. What I needed on a race weekend was to be busier, you know. So I figure, why not tune it up and get a cart and go out there and try to pull a person off where you run like three classes in a weekend, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do that stuff, man. I can barely get to my – I'm the last one to my race every time anyways. I'm always the last
one. If you are not in the gate, you are late.
If you are not on the grid, you are late. Oh, man. That gets me excited for this weekend. That does. It gets me excited. I'm going to get to walk around.
Man.
At this race, they've got a wireless mic, and I'm just going to walk around the whole time. There's not a tower to stay in. You know, I can – I'm just going to walk around the whole time, you know. It's going to be cool. I'm going to be in the track. I want to go and announce from inside the track so I can be back in the back corner, you know. Maybe even have someone else announcing with me that can, you know, handle the front half of the track is what I'd like to do. We're gonna do some live feeds, so you guys do some interviews with me too, okay? Aiden, Eddie, Matt,
yeah.
You guys do some live interviews with me. We're gonna do some
That'd
Facebook
awesome.
Live, and we'll do some stuff like that too, okay? And we'll get you guys in there.
Got
to pump it
up.
Oh
yeah,
that's cool.
That's awesome.
Right, Facebook Live, man. I mean, that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna do a bunch of it. I'm gonna try to get someone just to carry around the phone to as like a camera, you know what I mean? So I don't have to selfie it, you know what I mean? Someone else can hold it, and we can do interviews, and it'll be cool. So
yeah.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe the assistant race director can do that on Saturday or something.
Okay, cool. Right. I know the assistant race director, so we might have an in there. He's a pretty cool kid.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if you guys know him, Phil
yeah.
Hand.
Yeah, I think we might have to do that. I like that idea.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's talk real quick about like a regiment coming up to the KPX. What do you guys do? Do you guys have like a, you know, anything you do, you know, coming towards a race, a big race like that? Do you change your diet? Do you work out a little more? What do you guys do? What do you do, Aiden? Do you do anything different, or you just dive in?
Just dive in.
I'm just fast. I just dive in. I do. That's what I do. What about you, Eddie? You do anything special, or do you
dive in? Not really that much, no.
Yep. You know, I'll tell you guys, I got to say that it would help You know what I mean? It would help if you guys worked out a little bit more and got a little more conditioned. It would help. I promise you that.
But what are the chances of that?
Yeah, it wouldn't be as fun, though, huh? Just to dive in with both feet and just kind of free ball it, per se.
Exactly.
Right, right, right.
You'd be surprised what you could pull off, though, sometimes.
Right, right. With some training? Is that what you mean, Phil?
A little bit, yeah. Yep,
right.
Absolutely.
You know who trains a lot? Mays. Eli Mays, he lifts weights and he does push-ups and sit-ups every single night. He conditions every night, and that's why he's getting faster and faster, and he's doing good. I put that a lot of that to that, because he does it every night. He works out and he does his thing, and I think it's good for you guys to go up front, stay up front. If you want to go to that next level, and you guys have been to the Scusa races, right? Eddie, you race any Scusa races?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a whole different story. That's a whole different, I mean, it's, I don't even like it. I don't even like watching it. I really don't. Because there's 50 kids going into one corner at 60 miles an hour, and it scares me. Man, I'll tell you, it scares me. It makes
me
nervous.
So
good. And most of the time,
but
it's good.
Right? It's good. It is. It's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's absolutely
Aiden says, but it's fun. But it's fun.
but it is fun.
It is.
Well, even Matt Winfrey.
It's a bunch of smart kids out there. And it is very.
When you're at that level.
When you're at that level, when you're on the sidelines watching that, it is very hair-raising. But they put on a good show. They're all very, really, really smart kids.
Right. They really are. They really are. Good racecraft from all of them. And it's appreciated. Actually, I don't know. The only ones that hit the brakes are those front four. Everyone else just uses everybody else to slow down. I don't think from 6th to 40th, they don't hit the brakes. They all push in there, man.
Exactly.
The people
in front of you are your brakes.
Right,
yep.
Right. So that's why they started going to those drop bumpers, right?
When you hit a curb, they sometimes push in.
Oh, gotcha. And you got to hit the curb. You don't hit the curbs on a tic-tac-toe, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You got to hit the curb, or you're not doing nothing. Reverse national. I hope we do that one. I did good at Sonoma, too, last year. I got an 8th at Sonoma in KPX, which is good for me. You know what I mean? It was good. And I think I probably could have done a little better if I would have done what I did a little earlier. I always come in late, just like Fresno. Fresno, I was the slowest guy on practice day. I was slow. I was about ready to retire. I said, I'm done. I don't belong here, you know, because I was that slow. And we went and did a bunch of changes to the cart. I went and did another track walk, kind of figured out the track a little more, and I gained a second and a half from Saturday to Sunday.
Yep.
It was wild. It was wild. It was a great, great race for me. You know, everybody that was tearing me up the day before had nothing for me on Sunday. It was awesome.
Oh, boy.
I'm not racing, though, this weekend. I want to announce, and I want to get more into the announcing. I really do. I think it's fun. I think, what do you guys think? Do you guys like when I interview you and stuff and I'm on the grid and talking to you guys? Does that make it more fun?
Yeah, of course.
I love it.
Right? What do you think, Aiden? I gave Aiden some pointers at the regional race, and he went out and won. He comes back. Thanks for the point. I don't even remember what I told you. I think just go faster. That's all my pointers were. Oh, no, it was for qualifying, huh? And I said, give a little bit more room so you don't catch that guy in front of you, because they send us out pretty tight. You know, they do. They send you out pretty tight sometimes, the grid guys. So I always, like, don't look at him. You know, and then when he waves me out, I don't look at him. And then I'll look at him, and he'll be like, go. Oh, okay.
Oh. Don't do that. Don't listen to Harrell on that.
All right.
Listen to your grid guy.
you know what to do, Aiden. You got it. You know what to do. at least it's not like two sessions where one group has to go out in the rain and the next group doesn't.
Yeah,
that's brutal.
That's a bad situation, but it happens sometimes. unfortunately.
That happened to me where was it? I don't remember where it was. Was it at
Reno.
Prairie City?
Reno?
I think it was at Prairie City.
Prairie City?
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah, and I went out with this other group, and all of a sudden it was raining, and I didn't know that another group was going out after that. I was like, what? And then we dried out the track, and they were golden. And I was way off the pace. I was bummed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that time of year, the Mother Nature kind of takes advantage of what we have to control. So, you know, it's one of those racing incidences per se, you know.
Right.
Unfortunately, it worked out the way it was. But, you know, normally in a racing situation, you don't ever have to deal with that. It's either all or nothing. But it was definitely on the teeter-totter that weekend for sure.
Right, right. All right,
and,
well, hey,
and
I want to thank
you. You got the sword in, unfortunately.
Right.
But anyways.
I get that end quite a bit, but, you know, I just think of guys like Aiden, you know what I mean? It's the short end, you know what I mean? And it makes me feel better. Not saying that, I mean, it just makes me feel good that I'm not the only one. Every racer out there gets the short end sometimes, you know? It has a lot to do with luck. Luck's
got
to be on your
side.
I've
got it many a time. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody.
Right.
Everyone that races gets it. I've gotten it.
But you know what? Then you get some days where you get all the luck. Like my one day at Prairie City when I qualified first, I checked out in the heat race. Well, I did. I ended up not having some good times because I broke chains. But, I mean, everything was going my way until it didn't. You know what I mean? And it was easy. It was like everything was lined up perfect. And it was easy. I didn't even try to go fast when I was going fast, you know? So then I broke a chain. So my luck ran out. Man, it was terrible. But, Matthew, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate it, man. And you can come on the show anytime, Matt. All right?
Thank
you. We got Matt.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
For laying me on.
No, really, dude. Thank you. You're quite the gentleman, dude. You really are. You got good parents. I'll tell you that. You know, all you guys got good parents, man, because if you didn't have good parents, you guys would be little jerks. You'd be running around being little jerks, and you guys don't do that. So you guys are good kids, man. So kudos to your folks. Be good parents, right? They give you guys a lot, you know, when we're racing and doing what we're doing. It costs a lot, and they just put a lot of time into it, and they deserve that, you know. So tell them thank you, man. Make sure you say, hey, man, I just wanted to say thanks for everything you do for me, pops. You know, and moms, let me just thank you because you guys put a lot of time and effort into it, and I want you to know that I appreciate it, okay? Make sure you guys tell them that. It goes a long ways. A little goes a long ways with the parents, all right? Because we don't thank them enough. You know what I'm saying? For all they do. And they do a lot for us. So but make sure you thank them, all right? That's all I ask. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. Aiden, Eddie, Matt, man, I can't wait for you guys to be there this weekend. I'm going to interview you guys for sure. We'll get them in on Saturday. And I'm going to interview you all at the end of the race, too, when I'm interviewing the top three. So let's get in the top three, all right?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
All right, you guys. Well, have a good rest of your week. You guys, do good in school. Get your grades going good. You got to have good grades. You can't race. You know that, right?
Of course.
Keep those grades up. Aiden, how's your grades? Your grades good?
Yeah, they're good.
All right. Pretty good? Okay, I'll buy that. Pretty good. But, okay, so thank your parents. Love on your parents. Do good in school, and get to the track this weekend, man. Let's go fast.
Yeah.
All right? All right. Thanks,
all right,
man. Thank you, guys. Is there anybody you guys want to thank? We'll start with you, Eddie. You want to thank anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, Greg Bell, all the people who helped me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about you, Aiden?
My dad, my mom, Doug Fleming, Chris Rossi, and you.
All right, and me. Oh, man. Dang. Aiden, you're such a good kid. And what about you, Matt? You got anybody you want to thank, buddy?
Yeah. Ray Zarek. Crazy Ray. He really helped me at the beginning.
Nice.
I love it. Toby learned that you're not supposed to stay in the middle of the track, and racing is more than not crashing.
That's good advice from Crazy Ray. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good job. Good job. I love that. Good job, Matt. All right. So you guys get some sleep tonight, get some rest, go to school, get good grades, be nice to the kids at school, and we'll see you guys this weekend, okay?
All right. See you this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Aiden. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Andy. Thank you.
Hey, man. See you down there.
Okay, brother. I look forward to it, man. Anything you need, let me know. Dude, I'll help you however I can. All right, brother?
See you later, man. See you later.
All right. All right.
Bye. Give track.
Phil, you all right, you guys.
Yep, see you guys.
Phil, you I love when you're on the show with me, dude, because we get to hang out with the kids and stuff, and I think you're a good example for the kids too. Me too.
That's
it's all about
stuff
the kids,
right
bro.
There.
It
that's
really
good
is,
stuff
and that's
right there.
Try to get them to, you know, to appreciate it. You know what I mean? I know we take a lot of stuff for granted, and that's what we're not supposed to do. You know what I mean? So we got to be grateful for everything that we have. Be grateful for what we have, not for what we don't have. That's what I always taught my daughter, you know? Got to be grateful for what we have. I wasn't even going to do the show tonight, dude. I was tired. I had all these bites. I didn't sleep good last night because I was up all night pussing. And, I mean, I got a couple of these things that are just oozing and oozing and oozing. It's crazy. I don't stop oozing. Are yours oozing?
I've got about a dozen of them on my legs that are like welts. Like knots on my legs, and it's just miserable, and they itch, and I don't want to scratch them. You've probably been scratching yours. But
no.
No? Are you sure? Because they feel really good when you scratch them, but, man, they start to scab up and get all gross.
Oh, they're so gross, and they're so scabbed up, and I itch them so hard.
I had socks on that covered my whole legs the whole time, and I still got a dozen bites. It's crazy. But
man.
I had a good time. I had a great time, actually. And
all right, all right.
You know.
Hey, you know, real quick, I want to I got a GoFundMe deal on Facebook for my little niece. Her big brother, it's actually through another marriage, so it's not like it's my nephew or nothing. I know him and stuff, but he passed away, and we're trying to get her to go to the service, and she doesn't have a lot of money. So if you guys find it in your heart, I got a GoFundMe account for Anissa Gavinch. You can probably go on my Facebook page, Hump Day with Harrell or Harrell Butch Fisher, and just go give $5, man, $10, you know, a dollar, whatever you can. You know, I'm going to throw down some money here right when we get off the show, but anything helps, man. And she just, her brother just passed away in his sleep, and they're not even sure what happened or whatever. But she's just crushed and doesn't think she's going to be able to go to the service. So we're just trying to raise $700. That's it. It's not like we're trying to get, you know, $10,000 for my chihuahua. You know what I mean? It ain't like that. So anything you can do on there would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And usually I don't, you know, bring that stuff on the show, but man, my little niece is just crushed, and I want to make sure she gets to go to her brother's service and get to say goodbye. You know what I'm saying? So whatever we can do, it would be awesome to help. I mean, you can do it anonymously. No one needs to know nothing. Or you can put your name blasted on there. I don't care. But try to give a little bit, you know. I know that there's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, people try to go fund this and go fund that. You know, I was going to do a GoFundMe for a new go-kart, but that's not what we do. You know what I mean? We work for that stuff. We go to work. We need something, we go to work. So that brings us to Harrell's 2 cents, you know, and this is my 2 cents, and you can take what you want and leave what you will. But I just shoot from the hip, and tonight I'm feeling the friendship, you know what I mean? I'm feeling the camaraderie, the friendship of like me and Phil, of you know, of Aiden and Eddie, you know what I mean? And just what good kids they are, man. They really, they're just good kids, you know. They're great kids. They have good parents and they're good kids, and it shows, you know, because they show each other, you know what I mean, and their race craft and all that. So it's like just friendship, man. If you got a friend that maybe you're not friends with anymore for something stupid, maybe try to throw that away. Maybe try to get rid of that. Maybe call them up again. You know what I mean? Maybe it's one of your parents, you know, that you're not friends with anymore. You know what I mean? Maybe put all that stuff aside and go back and say, hey, man, I love you. I want you to be my friend. You know what I mean? Because we lose friends over the dumbest stuff these days, you know? And there's nothing more important than friendships. You got to be friends. You got to have friends, all right? And you got to be good to them. You got to treat each other good. So call that friend up that you haven't called up in years and say, hey, bro, how you doing, man? I just want to say hey. Or, hey, girl, what's up? It's me. I don't know, whatever chicks do. You know what I mean? I don't know what you girls do. But I'm just saying, squash it. You know what I mean? Squash it. Just squash it, whatever it may be. You know, you might have a sister that you're fighting with, and that's your friend I'm talking about. Or, you know, maybe it's your mom. That's your friend you're talking about, or your dad. Or just put all that stuff aside, man, and rekindle those things. I know you got good times with those friends, and you got some bad times, and you're going to have more. We always have good times, we always have bad times. It goes together. You can't have good times without bad times. You can't have bad times without good times. So rekindle that stuff, man. Be the bigger person, you know, all right? Reach your hand out. Rekindle that stuff, because you never know when it might be gone. Just like with my little niece, you know, my sister's daughter, I mean, she was married to a guy that had kids already, okay, and then they had another kid, so that's her half-brother, but whatever, that's her brother, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, what if she didn't talk to him, or, you know, if they were fighting or something, now he's gone, you know what I mean? That stuff's no good, man, it's no good. Don't let that stuff happen, all right? Just don't let it happen. Be good to each other, all right? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love on each other.
Love
every day.
Yep.
All right? Man, just like Phil loves on me. He comes over and helps me with my cart. You know what I mean? All the time. Phil's the last one in my pit, just about always. You know? And, man, that's what we do. We help each other out, you know? When you know, just like some of my friends out there, you know, they've been helping out my niece, you know, with a couple bucks. It's only a few bucks here and there, but that's huge. $10 is huge, man. You know, that's huge. I mean, 10 people with $10, that's $100. You know? 10, 20, 30, 40, that's, yeah, 10, 10. Okay, I had to make sure my math was good. But anyways, man, thanks for hanging out tonight. Phil, thank you. You're the man, dude. I wish you were racing. I can't wait to get you out there racing. You should probably race the seniors, though, not the masters.
No. I'm definitely racing the masters.
Dang. Well, good. Because I need someone else to race with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll come play with you.
Yeah, you come push me around. That's when I go deeper than I ever have with you guys, you know?
Yeah.
I really do. Deep. I didn't know we can go that deep into a corner. You and Manchester like to push me deep through there. But I thank you. Thank you for your friendship, Phil. And good job this year so far, man. Glad you're keeping safe and keeping us safe. I appreciate you, man. And
I'll see you
Wednesday.
Always.
I'll see you guys Wednesday. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we're going to try to get Matthew on here. Winfrey. He went up to Washington with Cole Nelson Racing. We'll hear about his time. He had a stuck throttle. His throttle stuck wide open. And we got good stories about that. But thanks again to our people who called in. Man, those kids are awesome. I love it. I love my show. I love doing this show.
One
and I love the kids. Right. So let's make it about them, man. You see a kid out there that needs a hand, you help him out, man. Help him out. That's what we do. We help out these kids, all right? This is Harrell. That's Phil Hand. Speaking of Phil Hand, Joey Hand, he's getting out of here soon to go to Le Mans again. He's defending his title. And we want to send some prayers and good vibes up to, Sebastian? Right? Is that his name?
Yep. Sebastian Bourdais.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a pretty ugly crash, man, and hit the wall, like, I think 200-plus. He hit the wall, and he's pretty messed up right now, so I don't think he's going to be able to defend the title with Joey, but I know they'll put someone in there that's worthy, and, man, Bedell, you hang in there, bud, and I'm telling you, man, you'll be back, dude. I know you racers. You'll be back, just like Joey was back. So maybe we'll try to get Joey on the show one of these times, too. He'll come on and give us a little insight on what it's like to be a professional race car driver. But if you guys don't know him, Joey Hand, he's been racing go-karts since he was young, you know. Now you see his Chase out there, his boy, and it's just really cool to see. It's really cool to see one of our people, you know, doing good. So good job, you know, Joey, and we want you to win again, dude. We hope you bring it home, brother.
We'll see you guys Wednesday. All right? Wednesday. And then we're going to the KPX. We're going to do some live stuff there.
Hump
so
day,
make it to hump day. Hump day. Make it to hump day. We'll get over the hump together, and then we'll get to Fresno together. All right? Love you guys. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
And now you're gonna be with me for the last run. Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.